Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
Welcome back. It is time for a new slot which is about to take the world by storm. It is, of course, Rishtard's Russia with Flexify. Finance made simple. See flexify.com. Keith Andrews is still here. Hello, Keith.
Good evening.
Rishtard Cooper.
Can I just say, as Barry Davis, what a sponsor that is. Flexify takes the gold for News Talk, for Off the Ball. It is simply wonderful. And what a great thing to be part of it.
How excited must England be right now? I mean, if you're kicking off with Barry, that wasn't our plan, but how excited must England be?
No, nothing is planned. It must be extremely, it looks like it's very exciting. You'd kind of wonder, is it to do with Brexit? Have they got a bit more jingoistic than normal? I mean, you know, Gary Lineker was just, you know, really sort of like, he was doing more than he normally does, like moving his shoulders. A lot more than he normally would. Even Alan Shearer changed his expression, which is pretty unusual.
Pleasant.
Yeah, I mean, Ferdinand was hung with going overdrive for one story and now for the other. He actually said England were more energised, the most energised performance of any World Cup seen so far.
And I kind of thought, was it the most energised, was it? The most energised?
Energetic?
I think he said energised, but sure, look, it doesn't matter. He makes up words all the time as well. He gets away with it. He doesn't actually. But it's interesting. I haven't seen much of the ITV panel, but the BBC panel, you know, with all English players last night, with Ferdinand and Lampard and Shearer and Lineker. But they went as far as to show Lineker celebrating. He was the only one that stood up, I noticed, you know, just to show how much
cut back to studio. This is what the panel were like when the goal went in. Moment, yeah.
I'm not a pundit, but I mean, why was Sterling so bad? Why was, like,
and I was saying to Joe about this earlier. He's not the same for England as he is, and it can't just be because of
the players around him.
Tattoo on his leg.
Yeah.
Firstly, and the players around. But I think he's been given the license. He played in a very attacking position with a lot of responsibility in terms of the players behind him. But he's just not the same. He's not the same cat, is he, for England?
No, definitely not. I mean, Peter Collins might ask you, you know, if he was here, Keith Andrews, you, of course, played football in England. So what was that like? Did you enjoy that? Of course, the ball is a different design now. It's more black and white on the ball. Will that affect players going forward? Do you think, does that affect the flight of the ball, Keith? Is that affecting the VAR decisions?
Loads.
The VAR?
Don't get me into that VAR.
The VAR. He makes VAR sound like some kind of an alien intervention, doesn't he? The VAR.
Red dwarf.
How are you feeling about the VAR?
How do you think, I mean, and don't let present company affect you, how do you think Keith Andrews is doing in
I think
his
he's doing a
debut?
Great job,
do
Joe.
Yeah.
I think he's doing really well, you know. I think he's put himself about a bit on the panel. But, you know, he's not willing to necessarily commit to RTE. You know, he's got TV3, he's got RTE, he's got Sky. But I think he's doing a fantastic job. He's infiltrating himself in a fantastic way, his infancy, and I think he's just fantastic at making up the words. And, you know, obviously, having said that, the infancy and the general masticate as a collective is doing superbly well for Russia. You know?
I don't fully understand. I think I sort of know.
Yeah, well, I think Peter Collins would understand what that means, but probably the only one that would.
We're on Dara, the same wavelength, aren't we, Joe? Yourself and Peter.
Yeah.
Different menu.
Have you been on with Dara yet?
Yeah, I was on Dara first night. Self, Liam, and Richie Sadler.
Dara, he always comes across as a bus conductor, doesn't he, Dara? The way he's
bus conductor.
Just the kind of whole thing. He's always wearing a blue suit, always looking very smart. And
he's very polished, Dara.
He's very polished. Yeah, no, they've given him a good shine in there. But he sounds like a kind of a replacement geography teacher, I think, sometimes. Like, he's always giving you the lowdown of where the actual stadium is. It's on a bend in the river, on the Moskva River. So will that affect the way they go about their tactics?
Oh, well, with the midgets, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I haven't seen any ITV personally, bar the odd clip or two that pop up on your in kind of social media, because the Virgin Media thing isn't compatible with. I don't quite know what's going on, but you're not getting much ITV. I haven't seen any of O'Neill. I've seen a few bits of Roy. Like, I don't know who knows what Rishtard's Russia is going to be? Is this a TV review? I don't even know. But have you seen much of ITV? Have you been impressed or otherwise?
I haven't seen Martin. No, I haven't seen Martin. But one of the things that struck me recently about Martin is that he was kind of defending, you know, the way they played against Denmark. You know, and if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, they scored 5 goals, we could have won that game. It was literally on the verge of that. But I'm not sure our Roy and himself...
Bilic
and himself the other day was fantastic. I mean, you really wonder why Roy is in the studio, because he just looks like he hates talking.
Yeah, he does. It's like he has a... I mean, it honestly is what Roy sometimes like. He has contempt for himself that he's doing this, but he's sort of doing it anyway, and doing quite a lot of it.
I don't know about that, Joe. Nonsense. You know, what are you doing talking about football? You played it to a high level. Well, Keith played anyway. Not about a high level, but you know, did his best. Got sent off in the Euros, you know. Let his country down. You know, that's fine. Absolutely fine. You know, I suppose at least he turned up. But did his best. But, you know, his haircut. Embarrassing. You know, you want to sort yourself out, Keith. You know, you go on national television, you know. Take a leaf out of Dara's book, as I'd say. Give yourself a proper haircut, a bit of grooming.
Has he had a shave, by the way? I haven't seen ITV.
Oh, he's had a shave.
Him and Bilic kind of have a little bit of a... They'll have a zing off each other, it's good.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah. There was a great bit of, like, Bilic actually deigned to touch him during...
How did that go down?
Yeah, and Roy just kind of went...
Don't do that again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was literally like it happened in slow motion. It was like, you do that again... You know, your face will be on the back of your head.
Bilic is very relaxed. Like, at one point, Mark Pugach wanted him to talk about VAR, and Bilic just said, to be fair, I don't care.
I just don't care.
I don't want to talk
about it. Did he say that?
Yeah, because Pugach really wanted to get into VAR.
Yeah.
I think English punditry still is very focused on incidents. Like, I want them to go, well, so generally in the game, what's happening? And I want to know what the experts think about that. Like, I sort of know if it's a foul. I don't need you to tell me that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas the English, I think it's been a Sky thing. It's like, let's talk about the moment of controversy. And, like, Bilic was sort of saying, look, can we talk about the Coutinho goal? Let's talk about the game.
Yeah.
And Pugach was, we will in a minute, which means they're in an ad break on ITV.
Yeah.
And they went to Ian Wright and Gary Neville, and then it was Bilic's turn, and he just...
But definitely there's friction there that I don't think they were planning on between Bilic and Keane. You know, it's not like, I don't think it was a directive by the director. You know, I think it's just happened, and it was, you know, a bit of just talking about Croatia having beaten Nigeria, that all they have to do is get a draw with Argentina and beat Iceland, and Roy's like, so that's all they have to do. You know, it's easy to say, it trips off the tongue. But it's just, they'll argue about anything, and I was kind of saying earlier, they'd probably have an argument over, you know, who's going to win Love Island, you know. I think Megan is favourite for me. I think she's very, very good. I think Megan's overrated, to be honest. You know, I think Alex is the best chance. You know, Alex is one of the... I think Alex has done very well. Danny Dyer is just not up to it. You know, she's not good enough. And that other fella's a plank. Adam. Ayal's a good lad. You know, he's okay. He's a good lad. But he needs to get a haircut, like you, Kate.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So it's moving on. I mean, I'm not sure. I always wonder with the panel, let's say the B panel. Let's say you're a captain of the B panel.
I'm an apprentice, Richard, in fairness.
Do you stand any chance of getting on the A panel? I mean, this is stuff I should really know.
What is the A panel?
Well, Richard will tell me. He's been involved a bit longer.
Is it Duff, Brady, Dunphy? That's basically the A panel.
First of all, it's Dara. let's start at the top.
What does Peter have to do to get in there?
Hard to know. Maybe Dara has to get on a bus and not come back. Maybe that's what has to happen for Peter to get the top job here on RTE for the Russian World Cup, which is taking place, of course, in Russia in 2018. Of course, Euro 2016, which Ireland qualified
for was 2 years ago. And of course, that's why it's called the World Cup, because it's not the Euros. It's the World Cup in 2018, the FIFA World Cup. The problem with Peter asking a question is whether there's enough time before the ad break for anyone to answer. Joe thinks I'm a bit mean to Peter.
Yeah, I do. I'm in touch. We're big fans of Peter. We love Peter. So if it's Dara, Dunphy, Brady
and Didi.
Oh, is it?
I would have thought
Duff and Sadlier.
Didi once said it was a fantastic phrase that he used once, because he said that one of the problems with, and it's the most unbelievable accent, because it is a total, it is a total sort of combination of German and Liverpool. And he said one of the things about if you're looking at the England midfield, like, it's just, you know, Joe Cowell scores now goals.
And it was just a brilliant series of vowels for.
So you're having Didi in there, okay?
Yeah, I think so.
I really like Sadlier. I understand the appeal of a German World Cup winner.
Yeah.
So you'd have Richie with.
Well, I think Dunphy and Brady are on there. Obviously, they're absolutely there. Yeah. It still feels.
You wouldn't have Duff.
A team. Not quite yet. No.
No.
I think Duffer's on the bench. But I think, I think
good sub to come on.
I think Didi,
or sub, yeah, impact sub.
I think Didi will start. All right, he sort of replaced Giles, and I thought that might be my sponsor.
Flexify.
You can't really look beyond. The only thing is when it's Liam as well on with Dara, or Liam on with Peter. It could, like, do you go to a clip at all? Because, you know, there just isn't time to talk about anything. I mean, that could actually take the whole 15 minutes of half time.
Is the quality of analysis better than ever or as preposterous as ever? Serious question.
Well, I think you made a good point there about, like, the fixation that English media have. And I think particularly on Sky, in the Premiership coverage, they seem to fixate on incidents and controversy.
Gary Neville was about the first to talk about trends and tactics and stuff. Like, really be more into that than, was this a penalty? We'll find out after the break kind of a thing.
Yeah. I still think the RT panel is... I think, you know, they talk about good stuff. I think Dunphy still says some mad things. But I think they're not afraid to discuss stuff that BBC are still afraid to discuss. Yeah. And you always feel that on BBC particularly, that they're afraid to be critical of the English players particularly. Mm. Shearer really is the only one to me that's had a proper go at them.
Have an honest opinion rather than
thinking
about.
Genuinely angry, Shearer.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Actually, which is helpful.
Yeah.
So you're here every Tuesday and maybe more days a week. I don't even know what the deal
is. I think I'm in the mornings, some mornings.
Okay, great. So you're everywhere. Richard's Russia.
Yeah. I'm in actually this Friday, even though I'm doing a gig on Thursday. We're doing gigs all over the country as well. Not that I want to plug that.
Do plug it. Where are you doing the gigs?
I have it on my phone here. We're doing. Where are we doing? We're in on the we're in the Source Arts Centre in Thurles, Wahey, June 22nd. That's this week, and in Dolan's in Limerick, which is like a big. That'll be a good gig.
Sounds lively, though.
Yeah, that'll be lively.
Yeah.
In Limerick. And then we're in Connolly's of Leap on the 28th. We're in DeBarra's of Clonakilty on the 29th. And we're in the Burr Arts Centre on the 30th. We're playing Vicar Street as well on the 14th.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
And we're in Westport as well on the 12th of July. So
14th is the night before the final.
14th is the night before the final. And the day after, we host the day of the third place playoff, actually.
Are you hosting on the TV again?
Yeah.
Ah, fantastic.
Yeah, they're letting us loose.
Fair play.
Brilliant.
In the playground, the adult playground.
Okay, fantastic.
We'll looking forward to that.
Yeah. Where can people get tickets if they want to come along?
Ticketmaster.ie. Okay. And the dates as well are on our April Match Facebook page.
Okay, people will find them.
Yeah.
This was, of course, Rishtar's Russia. Do you like the name?
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah,
the alliteration.
With thanks to Flexify, more alliteration, just to really double up on that theme.
Yeah.
Finance made simple, see flexify.com. Rishtar Cooper, thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Cheers, well.
Off the ball.
find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.